Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Got his morning show with Matt Mann.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige. My life is like a ball band with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet. Rocks!
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. It's real Facebook arguments.
Wait a minute.
Screenshot.
Yeah, they are.
Huh?
Yeah, they are.
Screenshot and sent in by perhaps you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course. To our email address, theriseguys@aol.com. And I will remind you, as always, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. All right, here we go. Scene number one.
I'm nervous.
Playing the role, probably for this role, playing the role of the narrator.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It's Paige.
To be able to speak English.
Playing the role of Carl Anthony Cities.
That's a nice touch. Man.
Playing the role of Wade Boogs.
Ooh, Boogs.
The owner and operator of
Boogs.
Brewed Awakening Coffee.
Get out, dude.
This Fat Boy.
All right. I would cough, but I got to scroll down.
Oh, get ready. Playing the role of Barbara the Butch Beefcake. It's Paige.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Here we go. And playing the role of Argentina Turner.
Oh, boy.
Is Matt Mann. And Argentina. Action.
Carl Anthony Cities posts a 2-star review to the Facebook page of Brewed Awakening Coffee Shop in Blankboro, Tennessee, with the following caption.
2 stars for Brewed Awakening. Coffee actually was really good. The service was fast, but Argentina Turner, I saw that on her name. She was in the drive-thru. She called me a freak pervert and told me to leave immediately. No idea why. To me, unacceptable customer service.
Well, sorry to hear this, but if the coffee was so good, why only 2 stars?
Well, because I don't appreciate being called a weirdo pervert by your employee. That's why. I don't know what I did, but this Argentina Turner, she was a total B about it. And she just said that I was disgusting and shunned me and told me to leave.
Dude,
Were you listening to nasty rap music? Argentina's a born-again Christian. One time, she asked me to turn down my radio because I was playing the song My Mushy by Megan Thee Stallion. She don't play with that kind of them. What would they don't kind of filth? L-O-Z. Oh, sorry. L-O-L-Z.
Sorry. You kill me. I'm like Sal. I'm Joker just falling over when you did
sorry.
That.
Again, Mr. Carl Anthony Cities, we do apologize for any misunderstanding, but Argentina has strong beliefs, and as a company, we also prefer not to have customers exposed to offensive language while ordering. So we'd love to make it right. Please accept a 50% off coupon if you'll give us another try. Come on, what do you say, pal?
I wasn't listening to rap. I hate that trash. I was probably playing something good, like Lil Big Town or Kenny Chesney.
L-O-M-A-O, bro. You out here bumping Little Big Town and wonder why she called you a pervert. That's the most female music ever. You sure you mad about Argentina and not just working through some feelings or sexuality uncertainty?
Excuse me? Tags Barbara the Butch Beefcake? What the hell is that even supposed to mean?
Okay, let's keep things respectful, Carl Anthony Cities. Barbara the Butch Beefcake does not work for Brood Awakening Coffee, so Barbara, please withdraw from commenting further.
Okay, so first, I get insulted at the drive-thru. Now I'm getting insulted here on Facebook? Unbelievable.
Well, we apologize again, but Barbara the Butch Beefcake is not affiliated with our business, so her comments do not reflect Brood Awakening in any way.
Of course. Don't reflect Brood Awakening. I'm too busy reflecting on how you'd be sipping caramel lattes in your truck listening to Girl Crush. Just don't it, my guy.
Barbara has now been blocked. Again, Carl Anthony, we'd love for you to use your 50% off coupon to try this again.
Only if Argentina Turner herself explains why she called me, the great Carl Anthony Cities, a pervert and told me to leave. I demand an answer right now, Wade Boogs.
Well, I will ask Argentina to respond, but I can't make any promises.
2 hours later, Brood Awakening Coffee employee Argentina Turner joins in the comments.
Okay, listen, I'm so sorry. I thought I was doing my Christian duty. Let me explain to you, okay? You ordered your salted maple praline honeycomb oat milk espresso explosion or whatever, right, Mr. Carl Anthony Cities?
Well, that's exactly what I ordered.
Okay, so when I handed it to you, you asked for some extra cream and a receipt. So I had to go grab them, so I looked away for a second. Right, yeah, and then a second later you called me a prevert and you screamed at me to leave now. Right, so what you don't understand is when I look back, you would take the lid off your coffee and you were wafting the smell up. You had it sitting between your legs and you were wafting the smell up, the smell of it, up from your nose with your hand. But the coffee was right between your legs in your truck. So I did not know that the coffee was in your crotch, which is not safe, by the way.
Argentina Turner is right. That is not safe. Ouch. Hashtag McDonald's.
So you called me a pervert, like WTF. Yeah, I was waiting on your big old butt to bring the creamers to me. Oh, yes, and it's real, by the way. That's all I'll say about that. But yeah, all I saw was you sitting there, like waving fumes from your crotch up to your face, like you were savoring the scent or something. I for real thought that you were sitting there airing out a fart. I felt like you was just sitting there straight up lifting it up from your balls all the way up to just bask around in the aroma.
All right, Argentina Turner, let's pull back. Reassess and apologize to Carl Anthony.
No, hold on, Wade Boogs. Hold on for a minute. I'm being real right now. But I panicked, okay? I told you to leave because I thought you were being nasty on purpose, trying to throw your poot at me. For real, dude. Like, why would you want to waft anything from that area down there up to your nose in public? I was smelling my coffee, Argentina Turner.
Yeah, I know, but what in my defense is I didn't know that. So I looked, it looked like something else, sir, totally. I for real thought you were grabbing that fart with both hands and you were sitting there slapping your face with it, wafting it up to your face. And at first, and then I thought you were trying to grab it and pinch it to me like we were playing a game of catch.
Well, you know, there we have it. A misunderstanding. Carl Anthony, please enjoy your 50% off coupon.
And scene.
God almighty.
I was trying my best Rosie Perez, but
I liked it.
Sounded like a lady from Brooklyn.
I'm sorry I couldn't roll down fast enough. My screen keeps switching.
Wafted up, out, up. I'm telling you, you're going to want to print these off. Do you a service.
Yeah. Save it.
Why are you throwing it at me?
Right. I oftentimes have folks like you. I'm pointing at the screen now. That will say, hey, send me a copy of that, man. I want to pass it around.
Can I read it? Somebody wanted to come here and pick one up, autographed.
Really?
Like, okay.
That's nice.
I was paid for the burner email.
That's me. All right. I'm just pretending.
That's
it. Scene two. Playing the role of Bo Riley is Paige. Playing the role of Aaron Fudge is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Derek Peters is MacMan. MacMan. Damn it, MacMan. Playing the role of the narrator is Paige. And debuting the role of Ted Lobster.
Ooh.
Fat Boy. And action.
Bo Riley, post the following on Facebook. Just one quick question for the ladies. Sup, ladies? Who's going out tonight? Eggplant emoji, peach emoji, blood drop emoji.
Bro, who are you calling ladies? The only women replying to you were bots asking if you want to see private pics.
Aaron. Didn't you last date in with getting Venmo requested for gas money? Don't talk to me about women.
Y'all smell something? Smells like a big old damn burn to me, LOL. I was about to say, if it smells like a fart puked, then it probably smells like that old clunker old Bo calls a car.
Now hold up, Bo. How are you going out? You ain't even got cart runs. You going Uber with hopes and dreams, LOL.
Yeah, really. That's an extra level of sadness, taking an Uber to troll for some oyster emoji.
Derek, you drive a 2003 Corolla with one working window. The car got passed down like a whore at a prom, promise party, so you got no room to speak, son.
Well, at least he has a car, and you ain't had oyster emoji since oyster emoji had you, so I don't want to hear it.
Bo about to hit up the group chat like, who trying to split an Uber? Two crying laughers.
Y'all acting like I don't have options. I can have my girl pick me up if I wanted. That's how much a damn baller I am.
Your girl? I mean, you mean the chick who only texts you back when she wants some or some money.
He'd be giving it to her too. Like, you know, while he giving her the money, somebody else would be giving her the honey. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't ask how I know, but that stuff don't taste like honey. Besides, bro's girl treating him like a straight-up bitch.
LMAO, y'all mad because I actually go out and throw this worm around town. Y'all damn sitting at home for real.
Bro, we sit at home because we can. You sit at home because you have no choice.
Yeah, really. I mean, you ain't got a car, dude. Like, every time you need money... You piece that damn thing out. I mean, what's left? You steering wheel?
Y'all really comfortable talking spit right now, acting like y'all loaded, like Ed McMahon been y'all's damn house giving out checks.
Bro, who? Like, how old are you really? Bunch of crying laughers.
I ain't, whatever. Y'all just jealous because I'm out making moves.
Moves? You got the moves? You got the moves? Yeah. You making moves, all right. Putting a camera on your foot. Trying to move it up under the ladies' bathroom stall, LOLZ.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. I mean, if you want privacy, piss at your own house. That's all I'm saying. Two fingers emoji, nose emoji.
Hey, Derek Peter. You remember when Bo here tried to hit us up and pit us against each other to buy that piece of blank he calls a car?
Well, hell yeah, I remember that. Dude even had us like on a three-way chat trying to do a damn live auction. I'm like, dude, get a car that's all one color and maybe we'll talk at you.
I already even got eyelashes on his damn headlights. Even that's too much for me, fruit emoji, fly emoji.
My girl was driving the car then. They wasn't mine.
Yeah, no joke.
Looks like our boy here, Bo Riley, trying to run his own parts store around here.
Man, y'all ain't funny. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, whatever. You can kiss our ass. You know it's true.
Yeah, he ain't lying. I can hear the song in my head right now.
What damn song y'all talking about?
One, two, three.
Bo, 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 Bo Riley, Bo Riley.
Auto parts.
Man, y'all ain't right.
Insane.
Take it in.
The only thing off was our clapping at the end.
I know.
Damn it.
Had to flip too quick and then clap too quick.
All right. That was a workout.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Man, I got something going on that I don't know what's going on, actually.
Does it involve your heart?
It might. When you were, because you lost a lot of weight, when you were a great big fat person,
mm-hmm.
Did you have a lot of like static issues? Because that's what I'm working with.
Electricity?
Yes.
Like you shocking people?
Yes. But it's not people. It's stuff.
Do you... I don't pay attention to the way you walk. Do you drag your feet when you walk a little bit?
No, I walk on my toes because, you know, that's how we learn in football to run.
Yeah?
And I just kind of always walked on the toes.
Like Fred Flintstone.
I don't know. Have you been struck by lightning recently?
No, but like anybody else in the house, their clothes... Or okay, like, you know, the dryer sheets, whatever. Mine are always, they cling to me. And you can hear it when I take it off. You hear the static.
Oh, wow.
When I open the mailbox, my mail key, it sparks. I'm talking like a big spark. When I go to bed at night, my comforter sparks all over. It is weird.
I guess you need to rub the sheets on you before you leave the house.
What, dryer sheets?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No, that's crazy.
Is that a fat, like, overweight
no,
type?
I think you're like powder from the movie.
Static electricity.
Because you know my routine when I go to do my business in the bathroom? You got to
get
butt naked.
Completely naked.
You got to. So when I take the shirt off, you hear it just clean.
Sells drugs in the bathroom.
And you wear tennis shoes, so you should.
Yeah, I don't get why it's doing it, because sometimes when I open the handle of the door, the S door.
This is when I need Looper, because I don't know, does that mean you're too grounded or you're not grounded at all?
I don't know. I don't know if fat produces.
You walk barefoot a lot, ever?
Never. When I got bedroom shoes for the house, they're not slippers. They're bedroom shoes.
Okay.
No, they're house shoes.
Oh, I like that better.
That's what I learned that from Snoop Dogg.
Even if I get real lazy and I got to run outside real quick, I got some Tevas I'll slide on. Oh, I'm never barefoot.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah.
I imagine you had some Hey Dudes.
Hey, probably,
God, so that were like just laying over on the sides like a muffin. You had like muffin top on your Hey Dudes, just spilling over the top. Oh, my God. I'm not saying that mean. That's just fun.
It just comes out that way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is.
Sparking like that. Maybe you fried the board when you went to hit the button this morning. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Like, I shock myself on this board, this microphone, every day.
I'd ask you if you had hair to run your fingers through it, but Paige, nope. Come here. Bring your back.
Okay.
It's like when you go to the Discovery place and the kid takes his finger off the big static ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You look like you were part of an 80s hair band.
That is my life every day, constantly shocking whatever.
Huh.
Items, not people. Dog, too. The dog always.
I wonder also if your your legs or your arms go to sleep easy? Because you might be a blood circulation problem. I don't know.
I have an answer for him.
Oh. You asked Jeeves, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
X.
Well, humidity. You need some more humidity in your air at home. And also wear natural fibers like cotton instead of synthetic fibers.
That's woke. That's woke stuff.
I wouldn't even know how to get a natural cotton. Like, I wouldn't fit.
It ain't the 90s. You can't get it no more. Double negative.
I thought it's too much material.
And you can also use anti-static sprays and put some moisturizer on your arms.
Like, I got lotion on, but like if I take my shirt off, it's gonna
do it.
I don't want to though.
Weirdo.
I will look away, but and phone it down. But I want to see if you can produce that. That's wild.
Like, I wonder. I don't know if I can do it from.
What if you could heal people?
I feel it doing it.
Throw your jacket at me right now and see if I am no longer diabetic.
Well, I don't have one. Oh. My gut hair just like immediately stands on its end.
Your gut hair.
The hair near the gut hole?
Yeah.
Like it would just stand up.
Yeah.
And I know that's why I'm about to shock something.
That boy has a landing strip right there on the small of his back.
It's a mural of the club back in the day.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Reading through the text about that thing I mentioned a little while ago.
The pH.
Well, this is what you find out is like Pornhub owns all the porn sites, apparently, all of them, because how? So the backstory on that is, you know, the thing that I've kind of razzed North Carolinians about is, you can't watch online porn. They're like, well, we can gamble, and I was like, there should be a parking lot somewhere in between where on one side people are playing online gambling, and on the other side playing pocket pool.
If we could trade.
I don't know where this came from or how it happens, but two more states now requiring verification of a driver's license to look at explicit websites. It's now 16 states out of trivia question, Paige. How many total?
In the country?
Yeah.
50
states.
But okay. I mean, when
you got Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho. I was doing that as a joke, not to make you look. Trump says we're buying Canada and it'll be 51st.
Yeah. Puerto Rico and D.C. could become states.
Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, the aforementioned North Carolina, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, Virginia. In South Carolina.
You know, I support the intention. I get what they're trying to do.
The faces aren't going to be smiling as much now because we're not going to be able to look at porn.
They're not.
Beautiful places, but not smiling, frustrated faces.
Uh-oh.
That's when that Southern hospitality all the Yankees moved down here for suddenly ends.
But
it suddenly ends.
What's the next leap?
I don't know.
See, people can't talk about. Okay, it's a good idea. You know, it's meant to keep kids off it, whatever. But people are going to say, well, what happens to your information?
You know what? I mentioned this earlier, and I used to make fun of my mom when she got her laptop. And albeit she didn't get a laptop when they first became, you know, she wasn't on the fringe of technology is what I'm saying. But she's like, I don't like that camera staring at me all the time. It makes me feel weird. And she'd put a piece of duct tape or masking tape.
She was on the front of it because you know what they do now? They have a built-in shutter that you can slide.
They don't put that on an OtterBox on a phone, though, do they?
I don't think so.
No, they don't. So Tennessee, you guys, which we're all in Tennessee as well. What's up, Chattanoogans and others?
What's up, Cleveland?
That you guys are supposed to have a law to go into effect on the 1st, but a court in Tennessee has temporarily blocked that. And then Georgia, what's up to y'all as well? We're also down there. Your law is scheduled to take effect in July. Boy, we're earning that Bible Belt name again. But I'm conflicted like Fat Boy. And it's probably the part of getting older and, you know, being a grandfather now that I'm sitting there and I'm like, but the intentions are good because, and this is going to sound like an old thing to say, but porn's changed drastically.
Yeah.
The first porn was, it was beautiful. It glowed. It was like the films were shot with glamour shot kind of filters.
Oh, nice.
They were glowing. The women, a bit too hairy for my preference back then. But, you know, there was a plot to it. You know, guys said, hey, did you order the big sausage pizza? No, I didn't, but I'm horny. Get in here.
Well, just the way you looked, more of a natural look.
Now it starts off with... Usually, and I'm just being blunt, and if you got it, I don't know if kids are back in school yet or not, but I'm just talking about something that you think about, whatever. It's all very ancestral. It's very ancestral. And when you think about, and I'm not hating on it because I'm, you know, I've been divorced and all this stuff, but there's a lot of home situations in America where there are stepdads or stepmoms. And they make that a subject of sex on there.
Bonus
a lot. And
plus, we're talking about dads versus daddies, you know, separate thing that the common man would get, you know, confused. You know, there's a difference between a dad and a daddy.
Yeah,
big difference.
You take the sugar off, right?
Well, you know,
maybe I don't know.
Here's the thing. The actors look too good now. Not believable. They don't look normal. Yeah. Plus, when you watch it, you still have that, you know, part of people that say, well, you know, they're being trafficked, right? They're all victims of trafficking.
Victims. Were they?
So you just ruined it, man.
What, you want to? That's like, yeah.
Come on.
Matthew.
They're not all.
I'm sitting here watching NWA as a child, and Shaska Watley cut off the ponytail of Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant, and I near cried, and my daddy says, Matthew, you know it ain't real. Oh, my God.
Oh,
it
you
was
were
like
okay.
The floor fell from beneath me.
You're talking about wrestling. You said you're watching NWA.
Well, yes, not Eazy-E and the boys. No, no, no. No. I had to watch that on mute in the bedroom.
But you know what? This is, I don't know why people, and they always freak out when this happens about this law. There are tons of sites that don't even use this.
Well, so the other part of that, you know, the intentions seem good, but it's also giving a porn company your driver's license. And I'm not saying porn companies are any more worse than any of these retail giants. They're probably better than. But it's like, we already know you listening. We all about to get $3 from Apple because Siri's been listening to you. I don't know if you saw that news or not. They're going to send out like $96 million to Apple users, which across the board you'll get $3.
That's pretty much
so it. They can listen to you for $3 and we'll be fine with it.
You know who benefits from this is the Bang Bus looking for drivers, and they use yours for fake IDs. It's hey. Jeremy from Clemson.
Jeremy,
use him.
It's so that's the untrust with that. But there again, and people are correcting me here. Now I'm not the porn connoisseur I thought.
Oh, you're not.
Apparently, it's not all porn sites. It's ones that, what? I don't know what this means. So, I guess whoever owns Pornhub owns all these subsidiaries, mm-hmm. and they've made this pact. I don't want to use that like in a political pact, but like this kind of agreement that we will do this.
Yeah, if there's one you'd like to go to as far as the common sites that people know,
yeah,
there are three or four very like mirror sites, very similar, that you can go to that don't subscribe to these rules, laws, whatever.
Right.
It's like the Wild West of nudity.
But, see, I'm afraid to even go to, because someone said this website still, oh, wow, Okay.
Which you can, you know what?
No, no, that's very, I'm at work right now, and I just went to that website, and it's popped up.
And it's research.
I am researching this for a story. Wow. Wow, wow,
and they have
wow.
a small vintage section, you know, that you can relive the good old days in. If you don't want to look at how plastic everybody looks now.
Wow. Dude, you know, they say the thing to do now is to be super successful and really wealthy and rich, but not
okay.
not have a face attached to it. Like, you know, the success, other people want the fame. They want to be in the magazines and on the TV shows and stuff. They don't want to just float low-key. Like, you ever heard of a company called MindGeek?
I want to say I have.
Okay, well, you probably do. You build by them. They own Pornhub.
No, see, this is the thing.
It's a company from Canada, oddly enough.
Everybody is floating towards the OnlyFans business model. That's what Playboy does now. That's what Vivid does. Private. Playboy, when Playboy goes after a girl, it's not like a centerfold like it used to be. They set her up in an OnlyFans type subscription, and then they go for the like videos, pictures that way.
Man, I got all this. I'll tell you very quick because I know we're gonna go to break, and I see phones, and I apologize, but this is all news to me. Apparently, Pornhub got under scrutiny because they thought that they had some CP on there. I'm trying to save the algorithm right now. Some CP, something that would be
illegal. Oh, okay, yeah.
All right. So,
that's
but apparently it was a woman of age pretending to be, which is also illegal. I did not know.
Well, they had a thing where people, their users could upload whatever too, so. That was becoming an issue.
Okay.
As far as
MasterCard and Visa suspended all their use of allowing that to be done. Pornhub deleted all their unverified content. That's what you're mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Times broke that. So, oh, dude, that's exactly what they had them buy the grapes, basically. And they're like, all right, you want to save your platform? You got to do this. You give us, oh, man.
And it was upwards of 80% unverified content. Just what people were putting up there, and then that's what they stripped away.
Unbelievable.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I think we all agree Anonymous is going to go first on this because this is wild. Anonymous, I understand why you want to be anonymous. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Yeah, good morning.
So you have...
should know.
I'm not even going to act like I know exactly all this, but Fatboy put up here on the screen, you feel as though you are your wife's guinea pig. Explain. What do you mean by that?
No, I am. I'm basically her just victim, and she's very just, I don't know, persuasive. Her deal is, okay, remember, I think it was like last week, you guys had someone call in, and his wife was all like roped into like conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
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 So,
the poor guy.
Yeah, this is like, it reminds me of that, except this is actually happening, and my wife is like, just, she's testing me. I'm her guinea pig. And then I don't know where she gets this stuff, but she's getting all this like crazy crap information. I don't know, like her podcast or whatever, like lady shows she watches, or just like, you know, her friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Basically, whatever, like the new thing, but it's not even like a big new thing. It's like some fringe, someone somewhere is doing this, and like someone else goes, oh, I tried it. Like some trend, mini trend. She'll try and like implement it around the house, and that, like, it starts with me.
Do you have to eat a Tide Pod or something? Hey, what was the trend?
Okay. All right. My name is...
You shouldn't say your name.
Yeah.
No. Okay. I mean, what? She makes me bleach my anus. Okay?
Hang on.
Yeah. Okay. So she doesn't like make me with it, like a gun to my head.
Is she the bleacher?
She's not the bleacher.
Is that what bleacher creatures were back in the day?
She didn't shut up about it.
Do you mind if I pick, why?
She picked this up somewhere, and I'm like, I'm sorry, do I have a problem that, like, do you see something, or like, or is my underwear in the laundry? I don't know what she's seen in the laundry.
That leads me to a question that I have to think about how I'm going to word it, and you may not even want to answer it. But or is there ever in the bedroom some kind of role reversal kind of stuff going on?
I'm going to be honest with you, but I
don't know. You don't have to answer that, but...
No, I will. And the answer is no.
Okay.
So,
but it's interesting. You brought up, like, is there something going on that I need to know about? Because you've pointed this out to me. Like, I had a girlfriend one time said, man, you know, your posture really is bad.
What?
I mean, like...
What brought that on?
Looking through pictures of me sitting around, slumped over like I'm a Weekend at Bernie's. Like, and I'm not even asleep. I'm just my bad posture. So it takes sometimes his laugh to the role reversal. People love it on the text line.
I get it.
What is your... You said, what about anything else? I mean, that's plenty.
The way she brought it up, too. You know, women don't beat around the bush. I imagine she just went to him and said, look, you got to get it bleached.
No, exactly. Like, no, she didn't say you got to get it bleached, like, directly, like... But she was like constantly, she would send me stupid articles and be like, it's better for your prostate health and certain, there are certain cancers that, you know, like maybe you need to like bleach your anus. Like, honey, you know, I don't know, like, and I'm like, if I did that to her, you know, everybody would hear about it. It would be like, you're emotionally destroying her, you're horrible, you know, this is insane. But I took it. And, you know, after, like, the fifth time, I was like, all right.
The fifth. Did you fart and it smelled like a swimming pool?
Oh, my God.
Your laugh is great. Well, it's a little bit of Herman Munster and something else. I love it.
So you're saying it was preventative, because I'm thinking as a female how often I see that part of a guy, and it's not very often, ever.
It's about to be a lot more.
There's that time when you pretended to be a floor.
You know, I don't usually, like, show my anus off a lot. I agree.
Well, yeah. Since you're bending over, it's kind of not going to be in my face. You
even
know?
Then, yeah. Like, your pants are going to be all the way down, and you got to be like, hut, for that to even be.
At least she had reasoning behind it, I guess, instead
but
of.
I know this is your wife and all of this. I mean, is that something she does? Or you said you're the guinea pig, so she's trying this all on you before she gets it done?
No, she, yeah, exactly. Because the whole thing, she's framing it in like a quote unquote men's health, out of men's health concern, like she's the expert or something.
That's some dominance.
Yeah. And that's not the only thing. Okay, so like on you know, she's always like, oh, men's health. And then and she'll say it that way, so it's like, oh, men's health doesn't get enough attention. And then like making it sound like she's doing me a favor, but then suddenly it backfires. She makes me drink grape juice to fight off erectile dysfunction that I don't even have. There's not a problem. But she's constantly, I was like, oh, hi, Welch's. Again, we meet, you know, in the fridge constantly. And this is this whole thing, like I'm 9 years old again. I'm like, or could I have wine maybe?
The word makes, though, each time. She makes me. So,
yeah.
Like,
well, it's really tough to get around it. It's like a soft make, you know? It's not gun to my head.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure. There's just, it's like, forget about ninth grade peer pressure. This is beyond that. It's your wife peer pressure is inescapable.
But to prevent something he doesn't even have is kind of weird.
Kind of strange.
Did she?
It's like giving me, I don't know. It's like, what is there, like, hi, aren't we fine? I thought we were good. But, you know, according to her, I need to just constantly be drinking grape juice, I guess, or I'm going to have a limp noodle my whole life, evidently. I don't know.
Have you had a problem with that in the first place?
No, he said he's not even dealing with the...
So why would she make you do that? Okay.
That's strange. Now, she said, hey, I want you to drink pineapple juice. She'd be like, oh, okay, that's cool. That makes sense now. I get that. Unless it's upside down, which I don't even know what that means.
Dude,
what if you drink pineapple juice upside down?
Yeah, it'd be one thing if she's just like, oh, I just happen to like really be into grape juice or pineapple juice or something. But the fact that she ties it to this, like, this point she's trying to make, I can't help but, you know, feel a little bit self-conscious, because she, like, I'm apparently on impotence watch, you know, the alarm could go off at any time or something. Like, I don't know what her problem is.
Couldn't do this to her, like, in any regard.
Oh, gosh, no.
She'd give you the third degree.
No way could I, but, like, again, I wouldn't even want to, but,
Y'all have a very healthy sexual relationship?
Yeah. I mean, good.
Maybe.
Good.
It sounds like you really do. Like, she's... Like, the first thing, you know, the bleaching of the butt, and then the other thing, like, it all somewhat goes a little bit as... It's kind of sexual or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can hear why you would say that. But it's not all kink.
No,
There's more. Okay, so
there's more.
Yeah.
God, poor.
So she got on this, like, this is like probably the worst one. She got on this like anti toilet paper kind of mentality, because I guess she like read how it was made, and they apparently use too much water, and maybe it's, I don't know what her thing is, like maybe sweatshops are involved or something. So now I'm living in a third world country. She wanted to switch to cloths to wipe with.
Oh, like, man.
And who has to wash the cloths? Or you just throw them away? That's wrong.
Yeah, we just throw them away.
Oh, well,
that's
Lord.
Not good for the environment either.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, hi, what, you know. I mean, I'm one and done. That's not, I'm not going to fold it in, like,
that's
you know
bleached.
What I mean?
That's kind
of
expensive.
You probably don't show anything. I don't know what I'm saying.
That is the worst one.
Man, that is, but there, and I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, but like, have you, because you kept saying she makes me. Now, that could be construed as, I know I should just do this and not get into the argument kind of thing or whatever.
There's a lot of that.
Shout out to my dad in heaven. But a lot of it could be like she's slowly, and I don't know her, obviously, but like she's slowly breaking you down. Like everything is like, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. You're going to do this.
I think he's.
I know.
Yeah, you've been more than accommodating. You have to like put a foot down at some point.
How do you start sleeping in your boots at night in the bed?
No, I know. It's like it's like a cult, and she's like destroying my personality step by step or something. Like, I don't know. I'm a little concerned. I mean,
It bothers me with the bacteria in your bathroom with the cloths, unless you have a diaper genie. That's not really sanitary or healthy.
Even well, then, he is bleached, so it might not be as bad as, like, you know, us going. No.
Still, the... All right.
No, I mean, it gets me to empty out the bathroom trash a lot more than I used to. I mean,
good God.
For sure. God. But it's like, why am I living like, I don't want to be mean to the anyone, but like, you know, like a really poor part of the world where they don't have toilet paper. You know, this is my birthright. I'm an American. I should
yeah,
be allowed
you
to
even it out by bleaching your butthole, though, because they don't do that.
And it could be worse. You could have a water shortage and you only flush the toilet just a few times a day.
There are people that do that.
Yeah, like, that could
pay
be
the
horrible.
Minimum water bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old.
But why like make life so hard unnecessarily? Like, why can't I just live?
Are you referring to the grape juice again? come on, I'm gonna laugh. There you go. You're laughing, we're having a good time, but it's bothering you. You've called us like out of the blue like this, and then the word makes is, you know, I would tell her, like, hey, look, I've done all these things. I obviously am a go-getter and having fun and doing these things, but like, I don't want to do any more of it. I unless it's whatever, like, that's a controlling mechanism, I feel.
Like, don't apply
it's
everything
to me.
It's
also weird. Like, I'm reading so many women. I say women. They could be gay dudes.
Hopefully.
If my husband wanted his blank bleached out, I would be concerned about his sexuality. Meanwhile, she's wanting him to do it.
Yeah. Who's seeing
it? It's just odd, man. Okay.
I didn't really feel like... as embarrassed about the whole thing before until you just said that. So
sorry.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.